Fife Creek flows down out of the Armstrong Grove State Natural Reserve to the Russian River, but water for park users is piped in the other direction from a well near the park entrance. But that pipeline, now about 60 years old, is in disrepair.
It is an existing line that has deteriorated to a point where it's very expensive to maintain. A portion of it is above ground, which becomes a problem. Branches fall on a pipe, and then it breaks, and we have maintenance again. In the meantime, we lose water.
Patricia Dumont is an environmental coordinator for the California State Parks Department, which is proposing a $1.4 million project to replace and enlarge that mile-plus pipeline.
We are proposing to use horizontal drilling to go beneath the old-growth redwoods. That way we'll avoid root systems, Fife Creek. It's just less disruption to the forest. Root systems are approximately 12 feet deep, so we are proposing to go anywhere from 18 to 30 feet deep. The area that we're going to use horizontal drilling is just the old growth. Once we get up to the day use area further into the park and the habitat changes outside of old growth, then we'll go to open trenching.
But the plan is facing some strong questioning from river area environmentalists who fear it is not sufficiently protective of the preserve's centuries-old redwoods. Arborist Daryl Sukovitzen is outspoken in his opposition.
It's going to irreparably harm the old-growth redwood trees, some of which are well over 1,000 years old. To dewater an old-growth forest like that to accommodate a mass of approaching 700,000 people a year going through that grove is obscene.
This fall, state parks officials held two informal community meetings to review their plan, preparatory to launching an environmental impact report process for their project. That report must include an analysis of alternatives to the proposed plan, and Sukovitzen is clear about his preference, the no-project alternative.
Well, the trees would certainly benefit for a millennium to come, versus having a much shorter lifespan because of man's conceptual ideas for benefiting man, not trees.
Michelle Luna, executive director of the Stewards of the Coast and Redwoods, the nonprofit that now helps manage state parks properties in western Sonoma County, is concerned that the coming EIR process may be too narrowly focused.
This particular EIR is for a specific project. So if this project is scrapped and another alternative is considered more thoroughly, that alternative would need to go through an EIR process.
Luna would prefer that any plans for the Armstrong Grove water system be folded into a comprehensive general plan for the Grove and adjacent Austin Creek Recreation Area.
It's really important that this water system project be considered in the context of the general plan process for both Armstrong Redwoods and Austin Creek. Both of these parks have never had a general plan. So by waiting just a little bit longer, we can consider the water needs for both parks and what would be the best alternative for addressing those needs.
There is wider support for that in concept, but concern about details. That will be the subject of tomorrow's segment. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.